Amen.
Jesus much, children of God.
How have you been?
In the name of the Lord Jesus. And how is your life? You can greet all your brethren just as our usual way and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wish them the best in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Tell them our Father holds only good thoughts your way. As is spoken in Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 12. And give us a better end than the beginning. Tell them though you've passed much, but God has chosen you through the furnace. Like
is
spoken in Isaiah 48, starting from verse 5. To 12, that have chosen you out of the fantasy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Thank him who has chosen us out of the fantasy. Indeed, in the trials and in the very many hard things and in the world is gotten chaotic, in the many false prophets we've passed, that's where he's chosen us from and he separated us to be his saints, to be a blessing to the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank him, God, for choosing us to make us a blessing of the world. One day he told Abraham that out of Abraham the world will be blessed.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But we too this time made us those to give a blessing to the world and to reach into eternal life. When we hold the light of knowledge, Bible says God is mighty, but he has not despised any person. For he is not despising us, he gave us honors, as he speaks in Romans 8 34 to 39, that those he foreknew he separated them and he glorified them and he gave them honor. He didn't retain honor to himself alone, but he said, let me also glorify them. That's why God all knowledge he has and he gave it to us, that we have knowledge the way he is. For he did end to say, let's be holy as his holy, but
he
spoke that we hold knowledge just as he has. That is why he speaks,
say,
everything my father told me, I've told them to you. He didn't retain anything.
He was
able to glorify us as he is being glorified. And he sent the light of knowledge just as he knows.
We too,
he knows as he knows. A person like that, well, you get them. Those who taught us in the world,
he
didn't enable us to reach a level of knowledge they had.
And
in the time you challenge them, you know, the teacher will get angered.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Name.
See the teacher telling you, is it the one told to appear like the one who teaches them? That is the Christ Jesus. Indeed, he wishes you the good things. That's why we always say, we wish your brethren is the best. Those coming from the living God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank him even today. We don't want waste any single second. Not done a meaningful word in it. Praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. We want to move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us, our journey we're living now, the journey of those who are coming,
we're
reaching the coming back of Jesus. That is the journey of heaven. God began to remind me of, and he sent me to bring the book of remembrance right from 2005 to 2011, and to move me that journey in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotal, the urim, and the thummim, the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The
journal
of heaven moved through the Bible.
We
move on, prove the truth in heaven.
Within
the Bible copy in heaven,
out
of which we got the photocopy on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. The city is found in the first created heaven, in the realm above. The realm above, we find the three heavens, but we are in the city of
Jerusalem
God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We already moved our journey from the planet Earth, and we saw other nine planets, and we left there. We saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon. Been there, we were able to see hell, the prison of God, where imprisons the various spirits, hell. We saw of principalities in the sky, those led by Satan, the fallen angels. We left, saw the circular appearance of heaven. This heaven is the fourth heaven to be created, and it is called the rim below. Now we use the northern door of this fourth heaven to be created, in the rim below, and we moved on to the rim above. We reached the first heaven in the rim above. There is the second and the third heaven, but we are still in the first created heaven, where we started the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Praise Jesus much. We've started much in this city. Those who have come in the journey, we move together.
And
we started seven groups of angels, as you see them here, and their works. And we know that they are servants to us. We knew how we shall contact up together with them, and we called them to serve us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now after we finished that, we handed on seven seals of the seven spirits of God, which make up the fullness of the Spirit of God, and the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So far we've moved to the fifth seal,
of
the spirit of knowledge of God.
We
want to move on with the second part, the fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge of God, and the fifth group of angels, angel of water, angel of the creations. He who moves on the white horse,
responsible
for spirits of creations in the heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
are moving on with the fifth seal, seal of spirit of knowledge of God, and the fifth group of angels, angel of water, and the angel in charge of all creations. They move on the white horses, responsible for all spirits in the heavens and earth. In the first part we saw much.
We
prove the fifth seal is responsible over by spirit of knowledge of God. We want to move on, prove this angel of water, angel of the rainfall, the angel of creation, who moves on the white horse, and is responsible of all spirits of all creations,
not
those which are taken in hell, even those gone back to heaven, to tell us what are the demons. Demons are the spirits of the dead,
or
these are fallen angels, and to tell us, where do spirits of creations go?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Those
find them in the fifth seal
of
spirit of knowledge of God, and the fifth group of angels, angel of water, angel of creations.
Yes, you
was when you
raised
moves on the white horse.
He's
responsible for spirits of all creations.
You know one.
There is the one right here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
He's
responsible of all spirits of creation.
He
can separate for us
those
who have gone to hell, even those who have gone to heaven, what from the human beings. And he shows us what are the demons.
Bebafa.
Are they the dead?
Or
these are fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he moves on to make us know. Spirits of the other creations, where do they go?
That
the seal to give you the final of all spirits of creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read in the Revelation 6, verses 9 to 11, speaks this of the fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge of God, as we first knew in the other time. Revelation 6 from verses 9.
Bweyabembula akabonero akokutaano, nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Praise Jesus. When you take off the seal of the spirit of knowledge of God, that
you
read much in Isaiah 11 verse
2,
that the spirit of knowledge will be on him. The spirit of knowledge of God, covered, he holds the light of the full knowledge of God. Understood it last time, he makes the fifth seal. Now when you open up the fifth seal, or the fifth eye of the Lord, or the spirit of knowledge of God,
you
can light new spirits of creations where they are, spirits of the saints, the evil, and it tells you demons, are they the dead relatives of ours?
Or
these are fallen angels. And spirits of other creations, where do they go? That's why when you open up that seal, when they open up the eye of the knowledge of God, you straight reach to the spirits of the saints. And they are at the golden altar of God, that found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Even those of the saints, when they get from this world, they reach at this golden altar and they make a work in them to reach them to the standard of the angels. They are given garments which are to live in forever in the heavens, for there are no companies making clothing there. In this journey of heavens, move through the Bible to bring the book of the remembrance.
Being
written in the Bible, how are they meant to be and how are they? For many of us, when it reaches spirits of people, some of us ask whether they go to hell or in heaven, or they are in the grave, or they are roaming on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mind.
But the journey, even everything was marked and listed clear as it's in the Bible. And we separated for us spirits of the evil, where do they go? And how long do they spend there? And spirits of the saints, where do they go? Right from the human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is called demons? What are those? Are they people who died?
All
these are fallen angels. And
the
spirits of these other creations, where they are animals, the insects, and the birds, and the fish, and the trees, where do their spirits go? Or they don't have a spirit. That's where there's a confusion on this world.
In
light, we did not have it before. Church, as we meant to bring this light, seasons we've not sat in the council of God's words, that will separate for us those words.
That
why it took me in the journey of heaven, moved to the Bible, that I can sit in the councils of his words. And we started studied within the Bible of heaven, then they came back to read in the copy of this world, in the spiritual transport, that I began explaining you all. Praise Jesus much. Now let's repeat Revelation 6, verses 9, and get downwards. Revelation chapter 6 from verse 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano, nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda n'olw'okutegeeza kwe baalina. Olunnya olw'ekkumi, ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti, olituusaawa Mukama omutukuvu era ow'amazima, obutasala musango n'obutawala na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe kwabo abatuula ku nsi?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Emyoyo gino egy'abatukuvu,
the spirits of the saints,
egitukira ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu,
those which reach at the golden altar of God,
ekiri mu masekati g'abakerubi,
that in the midst of the cherubims,
mu kibuga kya Katonda,
in the city of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Emyoyo gifa ku nsi,
spirits come from the world,
ekitundu ekya wansi,
in the realm below,
era gireetebwa bamalayika nga bwe tujja okulaba,
and they are brought by angels as we shall see,
batuukira ku kyoto kya Mukama
ekya zaabu, they reach right at the golden altar of God,
okuba nti baleeteddwa mu kibuga kya Katonda,
that they have been brought in the city of God,
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu,
Jerusalem of heaven,
kuŋŋaanya eddene lya bamalayika,
the great gathering of the angels,
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda,
and the saints of God,
naye bagenda ku kyoto awo,
but when they go to the altar,
ne bakolebwamu omulimu,
and they make a work in them,
emibiri gyabwe,
and their bodies,
yongerwamu obulamu obujjulidde ddala,
in life to fill up the life in them. We speak of heavenly bodies, and they are given wings in their system of their bodies, and they can manifest them or make them disappear, and they are given robes to clothe of the many days.
But
in heaven there is no company that will buy clothing from there.
They are
within you, a system which is in you. You appear like a butterfly, changing clothes things yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus
name.
But all they have not reached there. But when do you move to understand? The time we reveal and open this seal of the fifth, the eye of the spirit of knowledge of God, can lighten and show us on what concerns spirits of creations, right from with the human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where are they? Where do they go?
Because
there is much confusion there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all,
one
of us see the angel was given this charge, angel of the water, angel of creations. He who moves on the white horse,
or
who appears in the white cloud,
still
appears in the image of the Son of Man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that we first see him
and
get that proof.
Wetumara,
after that, we shall begin to separate spirits which come from human beings, those which go to hell and those which go to heaven.
And
after that,
we shall
still separate. What are the demons? Are they spirits of the dead, or these are fallen angels? That too you will understand.
Then we shall
end up to see spirits of other creations where they go, where we see they enter the glory of the children of God, and they appear like angels in heaven. Yet you saw it as a goat on the world. Those are the secrets, some of which can amaze you.
In
the last, in the fifth seal. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now let's first prove this angel, angel of water,
end
of the creations. You move on the white horse or white cloud.
We
move on, prove whether he's responsible of this spirit of the creation, right from human beings.
In
Revelation 16, verses 3 to 5, this angel spoken of like this. Revelation 16 from verse 3.
Owokubiri n'afuka ekibyakye ku nnyanja, ne wabaawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja. Olunnya olw'okuna, Owokusa tunafuka ekibyakye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunya olwokutaano ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu, kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo.
Yesu
praise Jesus much.
Yawulira malayika w'amazzi.
He heard the angel of water.
Ngaddamu ng'agamba.
And he answered as he said.
Nti gwe mutukuvu.
That you are holy.
Era omutuukirivu.
And you are righteous.
Asala emisango egy'amazima.
You carry out justice.
Amazzi gonna gatula mu nsi
yonna. All the water we see in the entire world.
Obanga nkuba.
Whether rainfall. Whether this of the
pipe,
whether of the seas, whether streams,
yes, you
praise Jesus. There is an angel in charge of them. And that angel of water moves on to balance the clouds in the sky and moves the rainfall in the entire world. The angel you can wake up one day, speak with him if you connect with God and you tell him, you know, angel of water, it not rain in this place, take it in another place,
and
moves on to balance those clouds.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
if the angel worked with prophet Elijah
and
to block rain to not fall for 3.5 years and even to make it rain.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
If you look to Job 37, God asks us this question already.
Do
you know how the clouds are balanced? Just see as if they move in the sky.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
All along we did understand who balances all this. Angel was given the charge, responsible of the water and all the creations. He moves on to balance the rainfall, to rain in this place or the other, and to guide the rivers and the streams, even the seas, how they can move.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you get a problem in the water, don't call your mother or your father.
Father
who bathes me in Masaka. You don't do that.
In the name
of Jesus, angel of water, uphold me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
can, make the water dry and you move on it.
It's
the angel who worked with Moses and he separated the sea in the middle of it. You know, things of God are not magic. When we started works of this angel in the 5th group, we saw all both things. These days, you know what we look to.
Then
we see the last missions is responsible of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
let's read in the Job, we see.
Job 37,
verses 15.
Yobu esule yasa tumuo musamvu, nolu nyiriri ule kuminetano.
Job 37, verses 15.
Omanyika tonda wabikutira, naya senjuta ezo mchireche. Ule kumino mukaga. Omanyo kutereze wakwebile, evikorwa evye chitale vyoyo, yatukirira mukumanya.
Yatukirira mukulachi.
Mukumanya.
He is perfect in knowledge.
Omanyi waka suke nyota.
You know when he throws this lightning.
Prrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr malaika wako manya bakoragana nyo ne malaika wo muka.
You know, angel of knowledge work much with the malaika wo muliro. Angel of fire.
Gwagama ndikati kasuko wo muliro.
That's when I was saying you throw fire.
Okbembire byente byentadde
ndi in the clouds are put in the other place.
Bafunesa nda wabirewe enkuba.
Get the thunder and then after rainfall.
Ojja kubara bengeri jibakoragana mu ne malaika wo wo
muliro. See them how they work with the sixth angel.
Yes, yabaziwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amuragira kasuka omuliro.
He command him throw fire.
Okube mubire bye nabalance zine mbitwale ejindi.
Strike to the clouds, I balanced and put in the specific place.
Njagala watonyewe enkuba.
I want rainfall to fall there.
Nero akube enkuba najita dembire bizi.
Because I put cloud rainfall in clouds which are very hard and thick.
They need
to be stricken and we get little raindrops.
At
times God commands them bring rainfall of a punishment. Thunders made to crush rocks of water. And he throws a little thunder on the clouds. And rainfall comes with heavy drops. And all the plants.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. That angel. When you read Job, it shows you that he works under knowledge to balance the clouds.
And
the works of God is perfect in knowledge.
Now,
we see clouds move in the sky. And you think they are riding themselves.
There
is another who moves by them. This angel of knowledge in the 5th seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He can make his own horse for he has
when he's
on the sky moves by the clouds
and
he drives those of the other ends to another extreme and he looks down at a river settled but that river let it move
back
away. And it enters the city to punish those who rebel against God. Can work with angels holding four corners of the earth and tells them you be confused the borders of the sea. Water to bypass it make a tsunami.
He
makes them a storm that which sweeps that tsunami and sweeps off.
There
is a tornado. Something big tearing water up and throws the water far. Even all cars are swept off. But that angel,
on the world we know him not even
a few years. We think the world is just moving like that. We are knowing it will rain.
When
the floods come, we say the world was like that. We don't know how things are made.
And
streams have remained moving. The rainfall is falling. Works of God are moving on. Man cannot try to comprehend them.
Speaks
in the Ecclesiastes 8.
Many
works God does under the sun. But though man refuses to sleep day and night, they will never move on to see those works. Ask church how comes we don't see it ourselves. For Ecclesiastes 8,
15, 16
it says, though man refuses sleep day and night, they can never research and see those works. Now we church think our ability is how? We believe that in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 unto verses 11 that he revealed them to us by the Spirit of God. Even today he must not do that work, that we understand the great things. That's why he brought us in the 5th seal of the Spirit of knowledge of God, in the 5th group of angels, angel of water, angel in responsible of all creations, spirits of creations know where they go. Praise Jesus.
Mind.
And we get revealed that rainfall doesn't just happen by itself. Even rivers don't move by their own. They have an angel in charge of them. Praise Jesus much. Not always like that. But we thought perhaps it can be. Maybe they move on to be like that by themselves.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. The angel spoken of in Revelation 15.
He's
one of among the seven angels. They have weapons to use.
Those
enough for them balance and do all those works. Revelation 15 from verse 1.
Nenda wakabonera akalala mu gulu akanene akekitalo. Bamalayika musanvu ngabalina ebibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero. Kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mu butuukiririra.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yalaba bamalayika abalala musanvu.
He saw other seven angels.
Abaina ebonyobonyo musanvu.
Those were the seven plagues.
Omutuukirira obusungu bwa Katonda.
Where the wrath of God is fulfilled.
Wabula tujjamu okutano gwe tuwogera ku mukaseera
kano. Single out the 551 is the one we speak over this time.
Abera ne gadget oba ne ebintu ebikozesebwa.
All gadgets used in that mission of his.
Mulimu guno ogw'okuddukanya emigana n'amazigo.
Running streams and rivers and all waters.
Enkuba yonna okugiddukanya.
All the rainfall to govern its course.
N'okukebera.
Even to check.
Era n'okulaba.
Even to see.
Emiyo gyonna giragawa.
Where do all spirits go?
Each
as it reached gone to the place it's meant to go,
the
evils have been cast in hell,
the
prison of God,
that they are
bound to the day of judgment, and the holy saints
have
taken the city of God to rest, to reach the day of the Lord Jesus, when they will be brought back to resurrection. Spirits of creations have to gone to their place. Now principalities, those called demons of clan, where are they? Have they gone beyond the demarcations God allowed them to be? Think demons can reach every place, but they are not acceptable. They would have crushed us a long time, but there's a point at which an angel of knowledge escaped angel Abaddon. It is going their way, it's not meant to go. We are left by God, they are there fallen angels, but they are not accepted to reach every place. But we've been brought to get knowledge as church, that we can push those demons in the bottomless pit. That is our
work.
Even authority is given us just demons, but church, we are weak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our weakness has come from not having knowledge.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7, after it gets light of knowledge and puts in the vessels of
clay,
and the much power comes from him,
so
not from us. But when we rejected knowledge, even power ceased to be with us.
The
demons move in this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Aboruganda.
Now, brethren, like we've heard Revelation 15 from verse 1. Let's repeat it as we hear. What concerns the seven angels? Those with the bowels of the wrath of God. And we look to the fifth angel, angel of water.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 15 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation 15 verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala mu gulu akanene akekitalo. Bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero. Kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mu butuukiririra.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Babera n'ebibya.
They have balls.
Oba kagoza z'ebyokulwanisa by'obusungu bwa Katonda.
Of the weapons of the wrath of God. To be able to execute the works of God. Now one can ask, but where does that ability come from? Ability of an angel to be able to control water in the entire world. Not by his power, neither by his might, but by the Spirit of God. He will give him gadgets to use in this work. Praise Jesus much. And his ball usually uses it like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's go to chapter
16.
Revelation 16 verses 10.
Owokutano nafuka ekibyakye ku ntebe y'obwakabaka ey'ensolo. Obwakabaka bwayo ne buzikirizibwa. Neberuma ennimi zaabwe olw'obulumi. 11. Nebavuma Katonda ow'omu ggulu olw'obulumi bwabwe n'olw'amabwa gaabwe, Sote benenya mubikolwa byabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Malaika oyo amazi.
The angel of water.
Nechibyache.
With his bowl. The wrath of God, the fifth bowl.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yachi bwachi weri kuntebe ya
Satan. Who was it to the seat of Satan?
Kusina mwezekera ali musaba.
According to Ezekiel 27.
Ndebe yeri munyanje manyidwa nga Atlantic Ocean.
That throne is in the ocean called Atlantic Ocean.
The
seat of the beast, the seat of Satan. When you read Ezekiel 27, you will see that he sits under the ocean and they built a mast for him in the place called Bermuda Triangle. There is a mast which stretches from the water and it captures fleets passing that zone. Some of the things the angel of knowledge, angel of water, angel of creation, those is meant to do and see.
At
the end, he has destroyed the seat of Lucifer under the ocean. If he is responsible of the water,
the
problem which is this, Lucifer's, they say the waters are theirs. And
they sit
under ocean and wreck much havoc. But
lose
to their throne, the one responsible for water, he goes even and passes it. And they are foolish seated down there. Big God doesn't see them. Told you we went under the ocean.
If
we passed them, they couldn't see us.
Jezebel
seated in the best there.
Angels,
you find them, they built a world of theirs under the ocean. And they made different bases and different water bodies. Now they say the ocean is ours.
Read
in Ezekiel 29, verses 1 to 5. Satan himself,
he
says the waters are his.
Yet,
he
is
an angel in charge of all water.
And
they gave the winding up of the work of that bowel, striking the throne of Satan in the ocean. You know the pain in that boil. They reached and beat their tongues because of the pain. You know pain on you, and you beat your own tongue off, and you throw off the tongue. After they abuse God, the words have not come out well. They have no tongue.
You know,
abusing what you abuse is not clear in his heart. Angel of water knows it well. That the end work, I have to do this on earth. I have to
finish
the throne of Satan, never to appear again. That under the ocean, the throne of the beast, or the spirit of Satan.
Yes, we have
this much. When we shall reach to see Satan and his fallen angels, all the seven seals we shall see them. Praise Jesus much. That is ahead. Praise Jesus much. But here we wanted to show you the Holy Spirit, some of the responsibilities of this fifth angel, the angel of water. Angel in charge of spirits of all creations in heaven and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Is the
angel holds the fifth bowl of the wrath of God. And because they've been doing those things in the water. You know they gave you the charge. And you find that those who call themselves they are in charge. Gave it to you. And you find that there are those who are claiming they're also in charge. And they say, don't strike them today, leave them. Let them get foolish under the water. But at the end, you beat that throne. You know, on the day of the Lord Jesus, fallen angels will run from the sky. They have bases in the sky, in the firmaments. Those called principalities, they have bases in the kingdom of the stars. But on the planet earth, they have a base under the ocean. Now when the battle will come, when Jesus is on the earth and is at the door of heaven, They would run from the sky. They enter the planet Earth. They enter
in Russia.
The underground bunkers they have dug in America and Russia. Things will get, the battle will be won. They will look for them, the angel of hell. They will run, get, hide under the ocean. As they will be there, angel of water with his bow, he will strike the throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you will see the much agony and pain. And they are beating off their tongues. They are beating off their own tongues. Don't you get in pain to bite off your tongue? And you even and you say,
they are foolish.
You can't even speak. What you speak is not clear even. You know, these I saw in the journey of heaven are amazing. I cannot join on a single day. I don't want to support those who don't win. That's why I'm not in support of football. For I don't want predictions my way. I want to deal victory. For I was taught to win. God is the winner.
It's
nothing like predicting.
I'm predicting God may win.
No, sure deal.
If you
tell me predictions, I feel my heart is not settled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
but the secret, why this angel of water is in charge of these spirits of creations in heavens and earth, mostly spirits on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Is in charge of knowing where are they.
And
usually the use the mystery of the many waters and explain you of the nations, clans, and languages according to Revelation 17 and verse 15. And they say this, Revelation 17 verse 15.
Bebantu nebibina na mawanga nenimi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yarete chama chama ziga.
He brought the mystery of this water.
Wanga mukole sebwa.
For in the vision,
umutume yokana rina araba amazi.
Apostle Paul saw that water.
Ngensore fubutuka
muri. And the beast comes from the water.
Umoyo gwa
Satan. The spirit of Satan. But he told him, in the demonstration we've shown you in the spiritual world, when we showed you,
we
would have left their people, you would have seen.
Even nations,
language and the business in the midst. But we would have, we summed it up.
Brought
it in the form of many waters. But the many waters you saw, those are the multitudes, clans, nations, and languages. Now see, one of the secrets, angel of water is the judge of the spirits. It comes from there. For everything created, every spirit is given bodies on
water
earth. Without water, they were not given the body. They say they will water.
Insect,
birds, and different animals.
When
they molded the body for man,
their
first came
mist,
they appeared mist, water began to flow, and they made a body for man. Plants, before they grew, water was not yet appeared on the earth.
But
when water appeared, the plants began to appear.
So, because
he's in charge of water, and spirits given bodies on earth, their bodies are made from water. Water has to first appear.
You are
given charge, watch over spirits given bodies on earth, right from human beings.
Because
This angel has been given this responsibility. The rim above, the Holy Spirit appears there as water, the living water. Because even angels too are given that body in the living water form, right from the Holy Spirit. It remains be given a charge watch over them. Praise Jesus. Most people say, now how does he do that? In the bowl he holds, weapons which can measure and see. You've moved to what length? Over rivers moving. Do you know where they're moving to? But see, they have moved this day and tomorrow they are flowing too. Even where rainfall is to fall and it falls.
Now you've
gotten the first secret. Why is in charge of spirits of creation? Revelation 17:15. That mystery of many waters is used mostly in the vision. And they show us lands, nations and languages. Let's repeat this verse we hear.
17:15.
Revelation 17:15.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Man. I think you've seen that secret. Many times what hindered us understand the book of Revelation. For God brought it within the seal, and it's hidden under the eye of the knowledge. And if it's not revealed it,
it's
show meaning of the of it. But the good thing, the book itself interprets itself. For they were not put in a place where you see or where you read from. The definition may be in another chapter or in the chapter behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now where the journal of heaven
is,
move through the Bible to gather it, that get it in its truthfulness and explain the well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the day of judgment, when you hear that a sea wrote the dead in it, don't think the dead are in the physical sea. They are going to tell you from the clans, nations, and languages of the earth.
Because
spirits of the dead, as we are going to tell you, the sinners go to hell, the saints to heaven, the demons, these are fallen angels, they appear as demons of the dead. Spirits of the saints of creation,
them
who enter the city of the children of God in heaven.
Now, there is
no sea in that time. It will bring the dead died in the sea and they're down there. But the secret, you can understand it.
The sea brought the dead in it.
No, they mean nations, clans, and languages. And the language is in the
language.
All we can understand are the fifth seal. Seal of spirit of knowledge of God. And the fifth angel of water, angel of creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
this
is
written in Revelation 20. You hear that when judgment happened and the sea brought the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read from verse
11.
Revelations 20 from verse 11.
Nenda bintebe yobwakabaka nene. Nenda bintebe yobwakabaka nene njeru. Noyo yali ajituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge. Era tebyazuulirwa na kifo. Ole 12. Nenda babafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikkulwa. N'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa kye ky'obulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo, ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. Ole 13. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu, n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abaalimu. Ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Botunulira nnyo onyule 13.
When you look much to verse 13.
Agamanti enyanja nereta abafu abaji.
They seek up the dead within it.
Nekufa
even death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He discovered the secret of the sea.
And
when they say the sea brought the dead in it, you go back, read Revelation 17:15, and they tell you the many waters you saw, these are nations,
clans, and languages.
When they say the sea brought the dead in it,
above
they gave a definition in the verses 12, the younger and the old, they are brought to be judged.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Right
from the clans, nations, and languages. But who are those who brought them? They have explained death and hell. There is a language you have to understand. If you hear death brought the dead, even hell is not a whole. It's not just a mere hole, but there is the real angel of hell. In the fourth seal we've just finished, and Revelation is the 6th, verse 7 and 8,
he
said, I saw the one on the yellow horse, his name is called Death, and hell follows him behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now in that time, those
to
be brought in the clans, nations, and languages, the mystery of the waters, others will be responsible for angel of death, other angel of hell. How is that word? Angel of death
will
responsible for spirits of rebellious.
Those
whom the day of the Lord will find while on earth, and they have not gone to hell. Death will gather them on judgment. Those who are already in the prison in hell, angel of hell is the one to bring them to judgment. Remember the stewards, angel of knowledge.
Yes,
every work has been done perfectly.
And
all spirits are being rewarded as their actions.
He's
a steward just aside.
He's
responsible for all water and the spirits of creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ. So,
now that word, let me hope you got revealed
knowledge.
Many of us, we want knowledge, but knowledge is not in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Knowledge comes from God. Whoever reaches this world tries to see for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those who have gone to school, even those who have not gone,
we try to
seek for knowledge in all way. And if you
don't
understand well, look at the children you hold. Everything they want to know it.
We
try research of knowledge, but it's become hard.
And
Satan has trapped us. We reach, and what we know is not the right fall.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But as God is living,
he sent
us knowledge from him, which is in the Holy Scriptures. But one can ask you where the dead go, and the child asks you, will they come back? You too, you have nothing to answer. And you tell them you are going to bury them. Yet you bury the body. The other has gone.
But
don't know where they have gone. You don't know how you can even explain it. Now you can call pastors here.
You
both senior pastors as they call themselves. This is not scorning.
No?
Call and ask them concerning the dead, how they are, to give you truth of scriptures.
Ask,
call the Pope, you can beat him for that.
One of those who
rarely know, he has no time even read the scriptures. Let me tell you, people in such
honors,
they don't get time to read the Bible. If you're down here, you hold
on
here. He still looks where they have knowledge. Where the Pope
reached,
they say he has knowledge, he has a mind to look for it. Even though he speaks what is not right, they just accept, for they expect he knows. A young child one day met him.
They
asked him concerning judgment. He just prayed for the child. You are joking. Others think I have ways seeking to abuse. Those men have no knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But knowledge is not in gray hair. Knowledge comes from God. Even himself, he said in Isaiah
28,
whom will I teach knowledge? Those wind from the breast. Those appearing mature no more want to know.
And
then you can get pastors of today, you bring them sit here to sit.
They
see who do you familiarize. Tell them, get booked down and write down.
He feels
they see you familiarize to them. That is the very dangerous word their way. God is causing jealousy their way. And he gets wisdom from those with gray hair and puts it in those without gray hair. Praise Jesus. And he caused them to get jealousy. Praise Jesus.
All
those we see them. Let's move on now of this angel. Angel of water. Angel in charge of creation. Praise Jesus much. As we brought all the secret, you understand it. Revelation 17:15. And they explained that the many waters that you saw, those are clans, nations, and languages. One of what qualifies him be responsible of the spirits. For we know of it well. In the Book of Genesis 1:9. God speaks like this. Genesis 1:9.
Katonda na yogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi. Nekunganiro lya mazzi naliyita ennyanja.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda yawulawo amazzi awo.
God separated the water.
Naye nga wonna waliwo mazzi.
But everywhere there was water.
Naye bwe yagamba amazzi agamu gakwate.
When he says some water to get tied up,
gaberenga gali hardened
to appear hard.
Okukolawo olukalu kwe
tuli. To make a dry land where we are.
Namazzi gaddebbali wali mugayanjagago.
To be separated in their seas.
Even
when you look to the world map, water is what takes the biggest portion. I expect to know of that. The dry land is a small portion. But the dry land is what is called earth. And the other portion is called the sea.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Spoke
in verse 19, he spoke with these words.
Genesis 1:19.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God spoke of water. To birth insects, the crawling creatures, the birds, and things like those.
So
Those spirits of these creations, they don't come from water.
Most
their bodies were made when there was water. Now, angel of water took him to be responsible for all those spirits. Because of their bodies, they were not be able to
make
where there was no water. Praise Jesus. If when he explains, you can say
okay,
that we came from the sea, even animals didn't come from there, but they didn't get a body where there was no water, even a human being like that. When you read Genesis 2, 5, and 6, he speaks this of this issue. Genesis
2:5. Kubanga mukama Katonda yali nga tannaba kutonnyesa nkuba ku nsi. Songa tewali muntu alima nsi.
You hear what was there? The grass had not grown, neither plants, neither an animal.
The
rain had not fallen on this earth.
The
molding of man and growing of plants, and the
birthing
of insects, birds on the world, which come from the ground. Even those molded, their bodies were made after water appeared. Cause the angel of water
to
move on and be responsible.
Spirits
of creations made a body like that.
Verse 7,
Genesis 2. He speaks saying this.
Genesis 2:7. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi n'amufuuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Orufu olwamala okulinnya.
After mist raised up.
Mu lunyiriri luli olw'omukaaga waggulu.
In verse 6.
Migani gikulukuta.
And the streams began to flow.
Ne babumba omubiri gw'omuntu.
And they molded a human body.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. And when you read to Genesis 2, 18 to 20,
they will show
you animals too were molded in the likeness
Adam,
and brought to Adam.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
So I won't know
now then, by the secret of the water that it first appeared to make bodies of creations right from the human beings, animals, the bird, fish, a plant, and the things like those.
This
angel remained being given authority over spirits of creations. Though you've clothed flesh, but looks to that spirit where it goes. What have you done on the world?
And
how have you gotten out of it? Where are you going? Just as piece of all other creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
you read of Revelations, Revelations 14,
the
gospel of the harvest of the spirits. You know, the harvest comes. He sowed it in the world. That's God.
He was
responsible of this angel. Harvesting of the spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know you are on the world. The problem
is,
don't know that you were just planted on this world. And when your harvest will come, this angel will watch over the harvest.
Odawa.
Where are you going? Which angel is meant to call?
But
we saw he's working with the angel of counsel. The third seal. The angel of scales.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So katusomeko mukubikulirweno. Sureye kuminenya. So katulabi.
Let's read Revelation 14, see his responsibility, harvesting spirits on the earth. Revelations 14:12.
Awo we wali okugumikiriza kwa abatukuvu abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda n'okukkiriza kwa Yesu. Olunya olw'13. Ne mpulira eddoboozi eriva mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, wandiika nti baweereddwa omukisa abafu abafiira mu Mukama waffe okutanula leero. Weewaawo, bw'ayogera Omwoyo, balyoke bawummule mu kutegana kwabwe, kubanga ebikolwa byabwe bigenda nabo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika ono avunanyizibwa ku myoyo.
The angel responsible spirits.
Okutandika ddala kufa abantu.
Right from with a human being.
Yamanyi abantu abalina okubanga mazima okaka santi ogenza okuva mu mubiri.
He knows people you prove you've checked from the body.
Nga ori mu Kristo.
And you are in Christ.
Kubanga Yokana 15 yegamba.
For John 15 says. Ye
kanyini ye muzabibu ogwaddala.
He himself is the true vine. And we two branches.
Yita bala bibala bali temamu.
Those not bearing fruit is cut off.
Naye ate singo ofira mu Kristo.
If you die in Christ.
Kwe kutegeza.
It is to meaning.
Kyogenza okwambula omubiri.
You unclothe the body.
Ngochali muchi.
You are still on the Christ, the branch on him.
You've
not gotten from him. You are blessed.
Blessed
from the works you've been toiling on the world. Even your works follow you. How? Bible says
that
the robes given the saints on the golden altar of God, the Jerusalem of heaven, they come from their works.
Agamanti ebyambala ebyebyeru.
Say the white robes.
Ebikola ebyobutuukirivu.
The righteous acts they did on earth.
Katonda eri abibala mu value.
God values them in heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Kati obori no kugenda mukuumura.
Have to go in rest.
Ekizibu kye twafuna
unsi. Problem we got on earth.
Instead of singa pitulo zabagenda tuzika.
Many times we think we are to be buried in the ground.
Era tuulira n'ennaku.
And we feel that sorrow and grief.
Na ibo twali tusoba ku mulundi guli.
When we read the other time.
Eranga bwe tujja okudda okusoma.
As we shall get back to read.
Twalagibwa nti tetukaabirona afa.
We are warned not to cry for the one dying.
Era tumukungubaga.
Neither weep for them.
Tetukaabirona agenda.
But we cry for the one going.
Yeremia 20:10.
Jeremiah
22:10.
For the body dies. And is
buried.
But there's one who checks outgoing.
Problems
not go back to their home country in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, man.
But this angel, responsible of this harvest, how have you left this earth? Where are you going next?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Coming on the world is counted to get planted on earth. You've been planted, you've appeared on earth. Which fruits have you
bared?
And you're being harvested.
They are
the fruits, how have you gone with them? Where are they taking you next?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why the next verse speaks this. Revelations 14.
Kubikulirwe sura ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwe 14.
Revelations 14 verse 14.
Nendaba era laba ekire ekyeru ne kukire nendaba atuddeko eyali afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu ng'alina ku mutwe gwe engule eya zaabu ne mu mukono gwe ekiwabya eky'obwogi.
Owulidde bulungi.
Praise Jesus.
Malayika oyo
this angel
w'okutaano
the fifth angel
kubali omusanvu
on the seventh
Malaika owamazi,
angel of water, and the angel of creations. He appears in the image of the Son of Man. He appears as the Lord Jesus Himself. Many times He comes to us in the vision. It comes in the authority of Christ. And we say Jesus came.
And appeared.
It's like that.
We can put him all knowledge
Jesus and every character and appearance and he appears. Why?
One
principle of creation is most important. That is Christ.
Or
from his fullness all we were given. According to John 1:16.
But
God is authority to give it to this angel. That's why this angel appears in the image of the Son of Man. Image of Christ.
Christ
wants to appear to people on earth. He appears through that angel. And he comes in a vision.
Jesus
leaves the throne.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't leave it.
You see,
I saw Jesus, now you know who you saw. Jesus is coming, that angel, the one of creation, angel of water. And you're free to even begin to question him. Friend, Jesus, you've come through who? This one here. You see what he will explain.
If
he doesn't come through an elder, one of the 24 elders, he will use that angel.
The one was just people,
image of the Son of Man.
And
we were seated as we were speaking.
When
the journey of heaven was very clear, everything I saw as it is. No being confused. This is original Jesus.
And
this
cloth
is image come. I understood that. Praise Jesus much. And I knew he feels his fullness in the other angel in his image.
He has
a crown. You can find him, you think it's Jesus himself. Praise Jesus.
And he
never explains some angel of creation, angel of water. You can say about Lord Jesus. Others say, won't we get a confusion? There's no confusion. For an angel has to glorify the Father,
he
will not take his glory. You know, someone trusts you come in his image. You are very faithful.
To move
in the identity of another. You know, in this world, there is something there.
President
tried to get another fake who is like them. But them to where they get it, they don't understand. I will not say this angel is the fake of Christ. But
he
gave him that image to appear in
it.
Just as Christ will come on the cloud, he moves on it himself even.
And
he showed the vision coming on the cloud. Jesus is coming on the cloud. And he said, I saw him come on the cloud. He is the one. Just to show you he's there. And say now today,
others
are coming on the cloud. Jesus leaves the third heaven and he comes to the cloud to appear to you. He is Lord. He has those he sends.
Angel,
they go to serve. Praise Jesus. Sometimes he comes on the white horse. And you see the Lord come on the white horse. And they saw him in a vision come.
Last
time when you saw the vision clouds first open up. And you see the end is there. And Jesus is there. When they handle you with angel Gabriel and they make you a good vision in it, which is in the word of God. Now don't be confused. And Jesus, when he appears saying, I saw an angel,
he made
know he came in the image of the Lord Jesus. Although you get careful, still there are also false Christs who can fake that image, but they can't delay, take long in it. And if you ask
questions,
you'll see them getting disfigured. What is speech will contradict scriptures, the false Christ. Most of those who read and study right Christ and his church, where we study schemes of Satan. Praise Jesus. But that angel, things he uses in his
vehicle,
every spirit he has to see of it which gets from this earth. And they work much with the angel of the altar of God, whom we are to see in the sixth seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The sixth angel of the altar of God.
This
angel is the one who takes peace of the saints at the altar to be worked at. That's why they work together. They move. In the network of noble saints have reached in heaven.
So,
now, while on this earth, you have to be taken as an harvest.
Harvest,
don't know how your fruits are standing. He is the true vine. You are a branch. You have been planted. Your fruits will recommend you. Let's move on to Revelations.
Revelations 14:15.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Angel of season and time. He too involves in the thing. Revelation 6:5-6. In the third seal. He told the angel in charge of harvest. Angel of creation.
Time
is due that to check from the earth. But prove where it goes according to their harvest. Angel of knowledge
communicates
with the angel of the message Gabriel in the second seal. And he can say, let them call angel of death, check the spirit out of the body. But according to what they have been doing, let them give them to Abaddon, angel of hell. Oh, give it angel Michael
to
head them onto heaven, or angel of fire. Take them to the golden altar of God, where the saints of God, that they can rest.
Most
those I saw, we shall see them again after getting proof that angel of water, charge of watching over all the spirits of the creations, responsible of their being planted, they are being brought on earth, and then where the harvest will end up. How have you left this earth? No spirits of only human creations, but every creation on earth. Moves on the level of being in charge of the angels. Revelations 14:16.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
has a sickle, which indicates according to the sign put on this one. Harvest them, put them in hell. You see things on earth. When people check out of this earth, you are crying. But God sees it as his garden. According to 1 Corinthians 3:9,
he
said, we are workers together with God. We are God's household. We are God's field. When it comes, pick people from earth, all spirits of people, he is harvesting. It's like someone goes in the garden to get out their fruits. After, gets out the seed which benefits. And
he
beats the body, and you get out the spirit of the seed. As he meets it, it was eaten by a worm, the sin, throw it off to hell. This is a living seed. Go back to heaven.
He
has not seen the holy. You too, as the harvester appears on earth, after you have the plants from the garden, approve them, you put down, beat them when they are dry. Or you peel them up. You see a seed eaten. Worm eaten it up. Throw it off. These living ones, you
store
them in a basket, sift them, and you sift off the dust. And you say, let me store these ones in my store. He 2 years
ago,
big gathering in Jerusalem of heaven. Jerusalem, Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Be on the world, you don't know you are a plant planted on it. You keep growing thorns and
the
fruits which are not right.
If
you want to read of that thing, you read Jeremiah chapter 24. When he explained to the Israelites the evil and the good, others
bear
evil fruits which can't be eaten, others good fruits,
said,
I'm going to watch over those.
Then
fruits which are evil, said, I'm going to watch over them to see evil.
I inflict famine,
beat them with plague and the rest.
Read
that Jeremiah 24.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All that what I wanted you to understand more is the one responsible for the harvest. You
are
planted on this world, you are in the garden of God. You understand that language well. You know, many when you hear the garden of God, most think it's a real garden. Let's leave that. You can speak of the garden, meaning on the earth where we are, and we are the trees planted in it. It's the language of the Bible. It's the language of the wise God. And when you come to your foolishness, you want to interpret it in your way, you get corrupted in the mind. He speaks, they ate the fruit that in the middle of the garden. You begin to get foolish. You
look yourself,
that is the tree in the middle there, that even the tree is the fruit. Foolishness is corrupting you.
He remains
wise and he understands the things how they are.
Amen.
Ask you questions. If they ate what you speak of sex, Eve first ate it alone.
The Bible says,
and Eve ate,
then
and she took the husband.
You see your
foolishness, how it's corrupted you.
Eve
did eat to herself first.
Others
in our apostles, you say we have foolishness. We had that foolishness before. If God doesn't call you, make you wise, you can't get wise. Understanding the wisdom of God, not your wisdom.
The
Bible wants you, 1 Corinthians 3, he wants to be wise in this age. First, admit they are foolish. The humble. If it's not that, you could never get the wisdom of God.
Yes,
first, praise Jesus
so
much. That's why these two can trouble people.
There's
an ancient judge of spirits. Now, how does it happen? We are plants. And the person is confused of that. When he reads, he says, bear fruit of righteousness. And you ask, I'm going to bear fruit, am I a tree?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
much.
Let's move on with